The economics of Claude Max and ChatGPT Pro are simple. At $100/200 slash month, both are premium named user seats for the one developer who daily hits capacity limits, not team-wide infrastructure subscriptions. For a developer running agentic coding sessions for 4+ hours daily, a $100/200 slash month flat rate subscription can pay for itself in a week of avoided limit resets. For a team of 5 buying those same seats for everyone, it's a $12,000 year mistake. Claude Max and ChatGPT Pro are premium named user operator seats, not shared team infrastructure, and the procurement decision for each follows different logic than SaaS licensing. In May 2026, Anthropic and OpenAI quietly converged on an identical commercial shape, 5x and 20x usage multipliers at $100 and $200 slash month. One, this convergence is deliberate. Both vendors are selling the same product, a capacity upgrade for the individual human who personally hits limits. But most engineering managers treat these like GitHub Copilot seats and scale to headcount, and that's where the spend goes wrong. These subscriptions are closer to a premium cloud desktop for the one engineer who actually needs it. What changed in May 2026 alt? Decision flowchart for choosing Claude Max versus ChatGPT Pro versus API metering. Premium subscriptions are only justified for individual developers who personally hit daily capacity limits, not for teams or automated workloads. Claude Code limits doubled. On May 6, Anthropic raised Claude Code 5-hour rate limits for Pro, Max, Team, and seat-based enterprise users, and removed peak hour reductions for Pro and Max. 2. That's not an abstract throughput announcement. It directly changes whether a senior engineer can run a 3-hour debugging session without hitting a wall at the 90-minute mark. The May 6 update makes Claude Max meaningfully more useful for coding heavy workflows than it was in April. ChatGPT Pro bundled more. OpenAI's $100 and $200 Pro tiers now include GPT 5.5 Pro access, expanded codex tasks, deep research, and larger context windows. 6. The $100 tier is running a temporary 10x codex usage promo through May 31, 2026, per OpenAI's codex pricing page. 7. After the promo, the value equation tightens, but the bundled access model remains. When one developer should buy a subscription, the clearest buy signal for either subscription: a developer who regularly hits capacity limits during active sessions. If someone is interrupted by a rate limit reset while debugging a production incident or midway through a complex refactor, the seat becomes a productivity question, not a software budget line. For Claude Max, the signal is Claude Code hours. The Max plan starts at $100 a month for 5x Pro usage, with a higher 20x tier available. 3. If a developer is running Claude Code for several hours daily and limits are the friction point, the doubled 5-hour capacity is real throughput they'll use every day. For ChatGPT Pro, the signal is breadth. Does this person use Codex, deep research, long context reasoning, and general ChatGPT heavily in the same workflow? Pro bundles all of it at a predictable monthly cap. 6. It's most defensible for a developer who alternates between code generation, code review, research synthesis, and planning in one interface, making otherwise variable premium usage predictable. A quick break-even calculation. At Anthropic's Opus 4.7 API rate of $5 input and $25 output 4. A heavy interactive user doing 45 turns day at 2K input and 4K output tokens crosses $100 a month at about 22 working days. Below that volume, API metering is cheaper. Above it, realistic for an agentic coding workflow, the subscription saves real money. The team breakpoint: business plans outperform pooled individual accounts once a team reaches 3 or more developers who need AI assistance, the calculus changes. At $200 a month per seat, 5 developers cost $12,000 a year. At $100 a month, still $6,000 a year. At that scale, Anthropic's team plan and OpenAI's business plan provide the same premium model access plus SSO, SCIM provisioning, admin controls, audit logs, and no training defaults at materially lower per seat cost. Individual Pro and Max accounts have none of this. No shared admin console. No audit trail linking usage to people or projects. No SAML SSO to enforce. a team running 5 Claude Max accounts, as shadow infrastructure is paying more and governing less than a team or business plan would require. Team Pattern recommended procurement 1-2 heavy individual operators, Claude Max or ChatGPT Pro per person 3+ developers. Shared admin needed Anthropic team or OpenAI business plan compliance, SSO, or audit required Anthropic Enterprise or OpenAI Enterprise background agents, CI, automation API metering with per task budgets API versus subscription. The automation line neither Claude Max nor ChatGPT Pro is a proxy for API spend. For automated workloads, CI review queues, background research agents, multi-agent coding pipelines, the API is the correct substrate. Flat rate subscriptions don't map cleanly to queues, batches, or agent task volumes with unpredictable turn counts. The relevant comparison for automation is Opus 4.7 at $5 input and $25 output versus GPT 5.5 at $5 input and $30 output. 8. These are close enough on headline input price that workload shape, output heaviness, caching opportunity, throughput tier, matters more than rate comparison. OpenAI's 50 cents M cached input rate may favor it for workflows with repeated system prompts. Anthropic's 90% prompt cache red discount may favor it for document-heavy tasks. The clean rule, subscriptions are for named human operators who use the tool interactively every day. API pricing is for everything else. Runnable example, break-even calculation prompt. Estimate monthly Opus 4.7 API cost versus Claude Max subscription, adjust turns per day to your actual usage pattern Python 3 expected output at 30 turns day. API cost is $72.60 under the stated token assumptions. Push to 45 turns day and the seat crosses break even, drop to 20 turns and API saves roughly $50 month. Run this with your own numbers before committing to a seat. Knowledge check question. A 12-person engineering team has 2 developers who use Claude Code for 4+ hours daily. The other 10 need occasional AI assistance plus SSO and audit logs for compliance. What is the correct procurement structure? A, buy 12 times Claude Max seats at $100 month each. B, buy 2 times Claude Max plus Anthropic team plan for the remaining 10 C use, only the Anthropic API with shared credentials. D, buy an Anthropic Enterprise plan for all 12 answer. B, 2 Claude Max seats address the heavy operators coding agent limit problem, $200 month total. The Anthropic team plan covers the remaining 10 with SSO, admin controls, and audit at a fraction of 10 individual premium seats. The vendor convergence on $100 200 premium seats means the products are roughly comparable at the individual user level. The real decision is organizational, not technical. Buy subscriptions for named heavy humans, business plans for governed teams, and API metering for automation. Getting those 3 lines wrong is where AI spend compounds into something hard to justify. At context, at type, fact page, main entity, at type, question, name, should a developer team buy Claude Max or ChatGPT Pro for everyone? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text, no, buy premium seats only for named heavy operators who regularly hit coding or research limits. Use team, business, enterprise, or API metering for shared team workflows. At type, question, name, when does Claude Max make sense for a developer? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text, Claude Max makes sense when a Claude Code heavy developer regularly hits capacity limits during long debugging, refactoring, or research sessions. At type, question, name, how much compute does Claude Max $200 month actually provide? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text, Claude Max at $200 month provides 20 times the usage of the standard Claude Pro plan with doubled 5-hour rate limits for Claude Code as of May 2026. For agentic coding workflows, this translates to several hours of uninterrupted coding sessions daily. At type, question, name, what is the difference between Claude Pro and Claude Max? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text, Claude Max is a usage multiplier on top of Claude Pro. The $100 month tier provides 5 times Pro usage. The $200 month tier provides 20 times Pro usage. Max is designed for developers who routinely hit prose rate limits during heavy agentic coding sessions. A for a full decision matrix, including when Sonnet 4.6 and GPT 5.5 outperform their flagship counterparts at one-third the cost. Course slash picking a frontier model 2026 Q2 covers the subscription versus API calculus end to end.